And we're going to listen to our true story from the Bible today as we continue to see God's mission unstoppable. Today's character we're going to follow is a guy called Stephen, and the passages can be found in Acts chapter 6 verse 8 to Acts chapter 8 verse 3. It's quite a long passage, so we have shortened it for today's reading, but why don't you go home and listen to the entire thing when you are back at home. Why don't you have a read of it tonight? So let's all listen and watch as we have today's story from Acts.
This passage is an abbreviated text from Acts 6, verse 8 to chapter 8, verse 3. Now Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, performed great wonders and signs among the people. Opposition arose, however, from members of the synagogue of the freedmen, but they could not stand up against the wisdom the Spirit gave him as he spoke. They seized Stephen and brought him before the Sanhedrin. They produced false witnesses who testified, "This fellow never stops speaking against this holy place and against the law, for we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and change the customs Moses handed down to us." Then the high priest asked Stephen, "Are these charges true?" Stephen went on to explain that God made great promises to Abraham and worked through Joseph and Moses, and how God's people have always rejected God as seen in the Old Testament, and how God has never needed a temple, houses made by human hands, in which to live. Then Stephen said, "You stiff-necked people, your hearts and ears are still uncircumcised. You are just like your ancestors. You always resist the Holy Spirit. Was there ever a prophet your ancestors did not persecute? They even killed those who predicted the coming of the Righteous One, and now you have betrayed and murdered him, you who have received the law that was given through angels, but have not obeyed it." When the members of the Sanhedrin heard this, they were furious and gnashed their teeth at him. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. "Look," he said, "I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." At this they covered their ears and, yelling at the top of their voices, they all rushed at him, dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. Meanwhile, the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he fell on his knees and cried out, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." When he had said this, he fell asleep. On that day, a great persecution broke out against the church in Jerusalem, and all except the apostles were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria. Godly men buried Stephen and mourned deeply for him, but Saul began to destroy the church. Going from house to house, he dragged off both men and women and put them in prison.
Wow, so here we are in our Mission Unstoppable series. Oh, come on, we can do better than that, can't we? Are you ready? Mission Unstoppable. Now, what's happened so far? Well, Jesus has said goodbye to his friends, and he's gone back to be with God. But before he went, he gave them a mission. He gave his friends and his followers a mission. The mission was to take the message about him to people in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. I think we might have a map. Do we have a map there, John? Yeah, look. Jerusalem. There's the city there with the arrows pointing to. Then Judea is that area all around it. Then Samaria. And then to the ends of the earth. They had to take the message of Jesus to the people living in those places. What was the message? Well, the message was this. That this is God's world. He's made it. And God made us to live in it and look after it and enjoy it. To love him and to love each other. But do you know what? We haven't looked after his will. We haven't loved him. We haven't loved each other. We've said to God, God, I don't care what you say. I want to do things my way. And we've spoilt everything. But God didn't walk away. God, like a secret agent in a disguise, came into our world in a body. Jesus. But it wasn't a secret. He told everyone he was God, and he showed everyone he was God. And he lived that perfect life that we can't live. He loved God perfectly. He loved others perfectly. And then he died on the cross to be punished for all the times we've pushed God away and where we haven't loved him and loved others. And then he rose again to show that if we trust in him and his record rather than our own, if we ask him to forgive us, then we can be part of God's family and we can be friends with God forever. That is a great message, isn't it? That was the message that Jesus' friends and followers had to take to Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. That was the mission. Unstoppable. Oh, hello, Annie.
Unstoppable. Now, I was on a really tough mission this week. I had enemies trying to stop me. They threatened me. They fired bullets at me. They even blew up my car. It was more exciting than Line of Duty.
Well, that is exciting. It also sounds terrible, honey.
It was. You see, I wanted to give up. What if the mission for Jesus' followers got too hard for them and they gave up? Then it would be mission stoppable.
That's a good question, Annie. Yeah, well, we know it's mission unstoppable because Jesus promised them a gift to help them take this good news to the people of Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
What? Like a spy plane or a laser gun?
No. He didn't promise them a spy gadget. It was going to be a gift, a gift to help them take the good news to the people at the ends of the earth.
Oh, a gift like hiking boots or like a sweater?
No, God wasn't going to give them a sweater.
Oh, well, it could be handy. It gets pretty chilly at the end of the earth.
Yes, it is. But no, God promised them something much better. He promised to give them the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God himself would be with them and fill them with power.
Wow. I mean, yeah, that is way better than a sweater. They're going to get superpowers. Will they be able to shoot webs and climb walls?
You mean like Spider-Man?
Yeah. Who gets to be Spider-Man? Is it Peter? Is his name Parker?
No. These are real people, Annie. Peter and the other followers, they were real people, not made-up people like Spider-Man. And they got real powers from the Holy Spirit. And you know what? Not just one or two of them got those powers. Everyone got them.
Oh. What do you mean?
Well, before Jesus came, we read in the Old Testament about how God's Spirit would come to help special people at special times, like in a battle. But Jesus promised now that his Spirit is for all of his followers, all of the time.
Whoa. Well, that is huge. Well, I mean, it is huge if it's true.
Well, of course it's true, Annie. Jesus always keeps his promises. We saw last week when Dave was explaining for us that 50 days after Jesus died and rose again, there was a sound like wind. Can you do a... There was a sound like wind, and then there were flames, something that looked like fire. Can you do that? It looked like fire. Came and rested on all of them. And then all of Jesus' followers and friends had power. Not to shoot webs, but to speak languages, other languages from all around the world.
Whoa, now that is cool.
Yeah, it was cool, but it was helpful too, because there were people in Jerusalem from all over the world for a festival. They could hear the good news in their own languages. And the Holy Spirit gave Peter power to speak really clearly to the people. And 3,000 of them became friends of Jesus that day.
Wow. Wait, the good news to the people in Jerusalem, that's the mission?
Yes, let's do it together. That's the mission. Unstoppable.
Wow. Oh, thanks, everyone. Well, I better get on with my mission now. Bye-bye.
Bye, Annie. Bye. So, The Holy Spirit gave Jesus' followers the power to tell people about him without any fear. God's Spirit also gave them power to do miracles. We read about Peter and John going to the temple and seeing a man who couldn't walk. And they said, in the name of Jesus, get up and walk. And he did. And when people saw it, they were amazed. And a huge crowd gathered. And the Holy Spirit gave Peter power to tell them about Jesus. And loads more people trusted in Jesus and followed him. We read that there were 5,000 men. So with women and children, maybe the church was about 15,000 people now. But not everyone was happy about this. Now, to help us understand this, there should be an envelope under your seats. If one of the grown-ups grabs the envelope and the sheet of instructions. So you should have an envelope and a sheet of instructions. And so if you can, as a grown-up, if you can follow the instructions in your groups and give these a try, and then I'll call us back together. Give it a go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and let's come back together again. So, hands up, were you the person, hands up if you were the person giving out the invitation. Can you put your hands up? Okay. And when you asked the first person, what did they say? Were they happy to come to your party? Were they excited? Yeah, how did that make you feel? Happy? Yeah, great. What happened when you asked the second person? What were they like? They were, yeah, thumbs down. They didn't want to come. How did that make you feel? Sad. Yeah. Well, this is important. This is what's happening to God's people. They've got a wonderful invitation for people. And what happens is, when you tell people the good news about Jesus, some people will love it and they'll follow him, but others will hate it and try to stop you. I think we've got a slide to that there. That's the first thing we've learned. Should we say that together? When you tell people the good news of Jesus, some people will love it and follow him, but others will hate it and try and stop you. So, let's see what happens next. The religious leaders in Jerusalem, the people who ran the temple, the people who got Jesus killed a couple of months earlier, they saw Peter and John preaching to people in the temple and loads of people following Jesus. So they dragged them in front of their council, the same council that had sent Jesus to die. How do you think Peter felt? Scared? I think I would have been. But you know what? The Holy Spirit gave Peter power to tell the religious leaders the good news about Jesus. And they said, stop. You must never speak about Jesus again. Do you think that worked? No, that didn't stop the mission. This was mission unstoppable. No, it didn't stop the mission. The people who believed Jesus, they met together. They shared food together. They took care of each other. They made sure that no one was hungry or in need. They prayed that they would be fearless in telling people about Jesus. And the more that the people of Jerusalem saw the miracles and saw how the church loved and cared for each other and heard the good news about Jesus, the more it grew, the more people followed. The church grew and grew and grew. And the Holy Spirit kept helping them. Every day they were in the temple telling the people the good news about Jesus. And so, what did the religious leaders do? They arrested them and put them in prison. Do you think that stopped the mission? No, this is mission unstoppable. An angel came and let them out at night. So the next day when the religious leaders turned up to the temple, they saw the disciples there again teaching. I would have loved to have seen their faces. Well, you see, the Holy Spirit had changed them. So then the religious leaders had the followers of Jesus beaten with whips. That doesn't sound good, does it? But do you know what? Do you think that stopped the mission? No, this is mission unstoppable. The Holy Spirit had changed the followers of Jesus from people who were hiding the night Jesus was arrested to not being afraid to suffer for Jesus. And then we come to our reading for today. Did you hear what happened? Stephen loved Jesus, and he showed that in his love for other people. And the Holy Spirit used Stephen to tell people about Jesus and to do miracles and to show that what he was saying was true and from God. And the Bible tells us that the religious leaders tried to argue with him, but God's Spirit made him wise, and they couldn't beat him in an argument. So they grabbed Stephen when he was telling people the good news about Jesus. Did that stop Stephen? No. This is mission unstoppable. No. The God's Spirit gave him the power to tell the religious leaders how all of the Old Testament was pointing to Jesus and the day that Jesus would come. And he warned them. Did you see? He warned them and told them that they'd rejected Jesus. They'd rejected God. And he pointed them to Jesus. They were furious. They dragged him outside. And they killed him with stones. Isn't that terrible? Can you see what's happened? When you tell people the good news of Jesus, some people will love it and follow him, but others will hate it and try and stop you. The more the church grows, the worse the people who don't like Jesus try to stop the mission. Now, surely now that they killed one of Jesus' followers, the mission would stop.
Yes, of course it would stop.
Oh, hello. Who are you?
I am Saul of Tarsus, and I am one of the religious leaders.
Oh, Saul of Tarsus? Yeah, we heard about you in our reading. It said that you were holding the coats of the people who were killing Stephen. Why didn't you stop them?
Stop them? Why would I want to stop them? I liked it for very getting rid of one of the followers of Jesus. Anyone who is a follower of Jesus should be thrown in prison. Or worse.
But didn't you hear his amazing preaching about how all of the Old Testament was pointing towards Jesus?
Ha! Nonsense! These followers of Jesus are teaching things about God that are not true. I've been going around Jerusalem from house to house, dragging followers of Jesus from their houses and throwing them in prison. I, Saul, have stopped this mission unstoppable.
But you didn't stop it. Our passage tells us that Jesus' followers scattered into Judea.
What?
And Samaria.
What?
The church is growing just as Jesus said.
Not if I can stop this. Right, quickly. Need to pack my suitcase. We're going to Damascus.
Wow. I don't think that's the last we've seen of him. Tune in next week for some more. You see, Stephen dying was very sad. Saul did throw lots of Jesus' followers into prison. Why did God let these things happen? Well, sometimes bad things do happen to God's people. But God promises to use them for good. Stephen is with Jesus right now. And Saul arresting people made the huge church spread out from Jerusalem into Judea and Samaria. Look at our map. Wait. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria. Jesus' followers were spreading out and taking the good news of Jesus with them, just as he wanted. The mission hasn't stopped. It's carrying on. And more people are following Jesus. It really is mission unstoppable. And that's the second thing we learned today, is that nothing can stop God's wonderful rescue plan for the world. Have we got a slide of that? Should we say that together? Nothing can stop God's wonderful rescue plan for the world. And the good news is, if you are a friend of Jesus today, you're part of mission unstoppable. And when you tell people the good news of Jesus, some people will love it and follow him, and others will hate it and try and stop you. But nothing can stop God. And if you're a follower of Jesus, you have his Spirit with you to help you. Let's ask him to help us now. Shall we pray together? Father God, thank you so much for your mission Unstoppable. Thank you. We have a wonderful message all about Jesus and how he can make us friends with you and we can live with you forever. Lord, help us to take that out to our friends and our neighbors and our family. And Lord, give us your Spirit's power to help us to do that clearly. We ask you'd help us to spread this mission across the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.